I count it a real joy and privilege to be here to share this weekend of fellowship with you in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is an honor to be invited to preach during this special convention weekend. I want to bring you greetings from the different works in Spain. I bring you greetings on behalf of Lyle and Heather Boyd. I better start there because I see Daniel Boyd here in the meeting tonight. He'll be keeping a check on me. So I bring you greetings from the Boyds in Corticos Nuevos, as well as Joy, who, as you know, is over here on deputation at this time. She has just completed her time of deputation. And at the end of this month, in the will of the Lord, we'll go back to take up her duties there. I bring you greetings also from our congregation in Alcorcón, from our associate minister, Reverend Alvarez, as well as from Jordi, Dr. Jordi Ruiz, and his wife, as you know, are in Miranda de Ebro. I want to bring you a short report tonight, knowing that you have been praying for us, and we do appreciate your prayers on our behalf. And I trust that as we speak about the word tonight, it will be an encouragement to you, and that the Lord will lay afresh a burden upon your heart to pray on for the work there in Spain. In the will of the Lord, Miranda and I arrived in Madrid. In fact, the Lord spares us until the 13th of this month. It will be 36 years. And I want to give testimony tonight to the Lord's goodness in our lives, for the way that He has led us, the way that He has guided us, and indeed the way that He has blessed us. Shortly after we arrived in 1977, we made contact within a few months with the church in Alcorcón. And at the beginning, we had the opportunity while we were learning the language to be able to help out in some ways, and especially in outreach work. Then we come back for our first deputation. 1980, I was ordained to the ministry of the gospel and went straight back again to Spain. Through different circumstances and because of sin in the life of the minister of the church at that particular time, he resigned, left the ministry, and so in 1988 I got the call from the congregation in Alcorcón under the auspices of our presbytery and with the support of our presbytery to take up the ministry there in the congregation. And we want to look back and give thanks to the Lord. We can say in the words of Samuel, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And tonight I am also glad to be able to stand here before you personally. As you know, just over a year ago, I had surgery because of the thyroid glands. There was a lump that was detected there. When the operation was done, it was decided everything was okay. But after 2 weeks, I was notified, no, it wasn't okay. It was cancerous. And therefore, in 2 weeks, I had to go back and have the rest of the thyroid gland taken away. But as you can see tonight, I stand here before you. The Lord has certainly been good to me personally, restored us again to the fullness of health and strength. And I want to mention that because I know many of you here have been praying for us and for me in that particular sense. And so I want to acknowledge tonight publicly before the Lord, give thanks to the Lord for your prayers on my behalf. We rejoice too in the goodness of the Lord to us as a family. As you know, the Lord has given us two sons, Jonathan and Joel, and the Lord has given them godly wives, of which we are thankful to the Lord for us for as well. The Lord willing, at the end of this month, we will celebrate the second birthday of our first grandson. So we're looking forward to that as well. That is a great blessing that the Lord has given to us. But we're thankful to the Lord because both Jonathan and Joel are a great encouragement to us in the work. Jonathan is a deacon in the church. He's also responsible for the Bible class. And Joel also helps out his mother with the music on the Lord's days. We are grateful to the Lord as a congregation. As we look back, we thank God for the souls that have been brought to Christ. And I ask you and I urge you to pray for the minister there in Alcorcón the weekly ministry. You know, in a sense, there's no difference. As you think and you pray for your minister, you pray for him and you think about him as he prepares for the study in the middle of the week and the preaching of the word in the Sabbath day. And so we have those same responsibilities. And we ask you to remember us and to pray for us that the Lord will give us help in that ministry. And as I mentioned, our associate minister, the Reverend Angel Alvarez, with his wife Kelly and their little daughter Carolina. Remember to pray for Angel as well. He has been a tremendous encouragement. That is one of the fruits of the years of ministry there in Spain, and we're glad that Angel is with us now in the ministry. We ask you to pray too for our session, the church session. We have two elders, as I already mentioned. Jonathan is a deacon, and we have four deacons all together. Pray that the Lord will give much wisdom as we seek to serve the Lord and as we seek to pastor that congregation. And then pray for the Lord's people. We're thankful to the people that the Lord has saved, the people that the Lord has raised up, for the congregation that we have. We ask you to pray for them. And especially as we think about this weekend, and the purpose of the weekend is reaching out, it's soul winning. Well, you remember to pray for the Lord's people there in the congregation in Alcorcón, that they too will reach out. For many years we have been praying for their unsaved loved ones. And we ask you to pray with us concerning that matter as well. Pray for the unsaved who are attending the services. We're encouraged because almost every week we always have visitors, someone who drops in to visit with us. And we want you to pray very specially for Antonia. Antonia is Angel's mother. And for over a year now, Antonia has been attending faithfully the morning service. We ask you to pray that the Lord will take a dealing with her heart and that she'll soon be brought to know Christ as her own and her personal Savior. There has been a recent development that has been a great encouragement to us, and that is concerning Angel's father, who has the same name, Angel Senior. And he was always very antagonistic to the gospel, never had any interest, always totally indifferent to the things of God. And yet, over the last 2 months, Angel has come in on two occasions. He has sat right in the service during one full service, and then on another occasion he sat in the cry room and he heard the word of God preached. So that has been a tremendous encouragement to Angel and to all of us. And we ask you to remember very specially Angel and his wife Antonia. And then we have been seeing answers to our prayers, to our long-term prayers, you might say. Because way back all those years ago when the minister at that time left the ministry, of course it was like a bombshell in our congregation, to the end that many of the young people, and we had quite a number of young people in the congregation at that time, they faltered and they began to fail, and many of them left the church at that time. But from them we have been continuing to remember them in prayer. And recently we have seen answers to prayer in this sense. One young man who sadly, having gone into the world and married an unsaved girl, is now divorced, has a daughter. But about 3-4 months ago, Carlos began to attend the services. His mother is a member of the church and he's been coming faithfully. And we've noticed how the Lord is really taking a dealing with him. So please remember to pray for Carlos. Remember his wife, his ex-wife, and his daughter as well. And then just over the last month, we've had another young man who's come back to the church after many, many years. His mother is also a member of the church. His name is Alberto. And he's been out on two different occasions and sat right through the service with a great interest in the preaching of the word. And last Sabbath morning his mother came to me and he said that do you have the address of the web page of your church, because our services go out live, broadcast live on internet. And he says that he would be interested in joining with his family and listening to the evening service. And so we sent him the details of that, and hopefully he will be joining in our evening services from now on. I also ask you to remember that ministry, because it's a tremendous opportunity, our webcam ministry. We get letters from time to time, people write in to say that they are encouraged, not only from the different parts of Spain, but even from different parts of the Spanish-speaking world. So please remember to pray for that ministry as well. And then I want to mention our Sabbath school work. It is small. We have one Sabbath school class and then our Bible class as well, which I mentioned that for Jonathan is responsible for. Every Sabbath evening at 5 o'clock, the Sabbath school meets an hour before our evening service. And while the Sabbath school meets, the rest of those who are there, we meet for prayer in the service before the evening service. Remember to pray for the youth of our congregation. The Lord has blessed the Young People's Fellowship in the past. In fact, that is to a great degree the basis of our congregation and to our outreach works as well. So remember this new group of young people, if we could say it that way. Pray for them, that the Lord will watch over them. There are many temptations, there are many snares, there are many attractions in the things of the world. It's not easy for young people in these days, and we need to follow them very carefully with our prayers. So please remember to pray for our young people. Then I want to make mention of the work in Miranda de Ebro and in Bilbao. Miranda de Ebro is approximately 300 or just around 300 kilometers north, due north of Madrid. In fact, it is right on the very edge of the Basque Country. And about 14, 15 years ago, I'm not absolutely sure of the time, but an opening came there for us to go into that town. It is an important town. And at the same time, in the leading of the Lord in the providence of God, the Lord brought us into contact with Dr. Ruiz and his wife, Micaela. And so, as we prayed together about this opportunity in Miranda de Ebro, the Lord opened up the way. He felt very much cold, and following the leading of the Lord, went to live there in that time. It has been tough for them, very difficult. They've had their discouragements. They've seen people come, they've seen people go. But the greatest encouragement recently, within the last year and a half, has not been in Miranda de Ebro itself, but rather another 90 kilometres to the north, right on the very north coast of Spain, in the town, in the city of Bilbao. There was a small group of Pentecostals, believers, and they were tired of the Pentecostal emotional experience. And one of them, who was more or less the leader, the one who was giving leadership to them, if you like, the pastor, a young man by the name of Diego, made contact with Jordi. He had been following the work for some time through the webpage and following his ministry. So he made contact with Jordi, and he arranged so that he could come and minister to them weekly in one of the homes. So the work commenced in that way. There were about eight or nine of them at that particular time. But the work has grown. We have since then rented a building in the town of Bilbao. And I was talking to him this week, at the beginning of the week. And he was telling me that on Sabbath evening they have the morning service in Miranda de Ebro, and then they have the evening service in Bilbao. He was telling me at the evening service they had 25 people attending the service. And so he is rejoicing, leaping with joy, literally, in what the Lord is doing there in that work. Because the Lord has given salvation. And some cases have been wonderful cases of conversion. In fact, they've had some baptisms in the past, and in the will of the Lord, I believe next weekend they're going to have two two more baptisms, and then there are other people who have expressed their desire in the future, and at present he is having Bible studies with them. I want you to pray very specially for the work in Bilbao. We're looking forward to the official constitution of that work. And of course, as you can appreciate, in order for the church to be constituted, not only do we need a certain number of people, which they certainly do have, but we need to see the leading of the Lord in making provision for elders and for deacons for that congregation. So please pray with us for the constitution of that new work there in Bilbao. Then I want to make mention also of the work in Barciense. Barciense is a word that even most Spanish people have trouble pronouncing. So if you can't remember Barciense, just think about Toledo, because it's in the province of Toledo. It's about 50 miles south of the church in Alcorcón. Now, the opportunity came about because of a number of our young couples who, getting married, they moved out into that area, and it seemed like the nothing was planned, but the Lord seemed to open up the way to the end that there are four couples with their families now living there in that area. And of course, shortly after the move there, well, we felt this is the leading of the Lord, and we ought to think about at least having a prayer time. And so on the Friday evenings, a prayer time was organized, and for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years, they have been meeting there every Friday evening for prayer. But they have also been active. They've been reaching out. And that was one of the things that we emphasized, to know clearly the leading of the Lord concerning a future work in this time. And so we pray, first of all, that the Lord would give us an influx in our own congregation, because, of course, if these young people were going to believe in Alcorcón, well, we needed to have their places filled. And as well as that, we were asking the Lord to seal that work, if it was his will, giving salvation of souls through their witness in the area. So they have been reaching out, they've been witnessing, and as I say, in the Friday evening meeting, as they meet together for prayer, there have been some people that they have contacted who came along to these Friday evening times of prayer. What they did, of course, was to change the order, and they would have it more evangelistic with these unsaved people coming in. As a result of that, Angela has had the opportunity for a period of time to have a weekly Bible study as well as a Friday night meeting, a weekly Bible study with a couple. That Bible study no longer goes on, but the seed has been sown there. And then another young woman by the name of Anna, she is divorced with a young daughter, and Anna has now professed faith in Christ. And so we rejoice in the goodness of the Lord in that matter. We believe that the Lord is opening up a door for us here, an opportunity for us to establish a work. And in fact, in the session of the church in Alcorcón, we have already talked about the possibility of looking around to see if we could find an appropriate building, a small building that we could rent, and think about even commencing maybe a Sabbath morning service. In the meantime, to see what kind of response that we would have from that area. I asked Ansel to fill me in on some of the details, and he mentioned one other thing that I bring before you, and that is that they're seeking permission from the local authorities to set up a book and Bible table in the open air market in Torrijos. Now, these are names you're not going to remember, but just remember Toledo as to pray for the work there in Toledo, and pray that the Lord will give us favour with the authorities so that we will have the opportunity to be able to go out on the Saturday mornings and to establish a witness there in that town. Now, the purpose in all of this, and I'm not really saying anything about the work in particular in the weapon, because I know that Joy has already been around and she's done her deputation, but the purpose, as you can understand, is that we are pressing towards the formation of a national presbytery. And so we ask you to remember that. We need to see these works constituted, and as soon as they are constituted, we will then have the basis to be able to press ahead and to form a national presbytery there in Spain. And we want to have the same distinctives that you have here, and we have here in our church at home. So remember to pray for us. The book of church order that they're already working on, and the presbyter here, the book that's already been passed in our North American churches. We have those, that material. We're working on that material. We're pressing ahead to prepare our own book of church order, thinking about in the future of the formation of this presbytery. So I want, in closing tonight, I won't take up any more time, but in closing I want to again re-emphasize how much we value and appreciate your prayers for us. We're able to stand here tonight and to speak of these things, and because of how the work moves forward, as a result of the Lord answering your prayers. And we want to also express personally our gratitude to those who have supported us in a very practical way through your covenant giving. Now, I realize that we're living in difficult times. These are times of crisis. And so we do certainly appreciate your sacrificial giving in this way. So I trust that our hearts will be bound tonight and with that determination that we'll go forward, you on your knees praying for us, we out there on the forefront, that we'll go forward together on our knees, weeping and bearing precious seed, spreading the precious seed with the certainty that we will come again with rejoicing, bringing our sheaves with us. Thank you very much.